So what's it going to be? Yay or nay?
Oh, there's so much to discuss on a Monday afternoon, and our AFL editor, Mark Stevens, he is the very best at discussing the big issues in sport and racing. Hello, Steve-o.
Yeah, g'day, Matty. Big fallout from another round of footy, isn't there, really?
Mm.
It's interesting with netball, like, firstly. Can you believe the mistake they made? They allowed two centre passes in a row to the wrong team. So it caused an upset there.
Yeah, that's a big...
You reckon footy's got issues on the final siren? So it's basically saying, in tennis terms, to Nick Kyrgios, you can serve twice in a row and win the game.
That's a fair
it's
blunder,
hard to get a break. Oh, that's a big blunder.
That's a big blunder.
Netball Australia, they've sort of put out a press release saying, you know, the points will stay. Like, seriously, imagine if that happened in the AFL.
That's community stuff, Steve. That's like the man or woman sitting there doing the scores. You know, in basketball, when you have a jump ball, just flipping the pointer from left to right, they've forgotten to flick it over.
Crazy. But surely the person that's in the centre player for the side that's getting it the second time in a row would have realised.
Would be aware.
Should have put the hand up. Yeah. Absolute amateur hour by Netball Australia. Seriously, they've got issues.
Mm.
You need to fix that. And they should have retrospectively gone back and fixed that. But they'll get off lightly because there's no real scrutiny.
Unless we decided to scrutinise them here on Yay and Nay. But I'm more interested, Steve-o, in the big talking points in football out of round two. What is the big story here on a Monday morning, do you think?
Well, I think the biggest story, you always like to throw forward as a journal. I think the big story is a mystery around Dustin Martin, actually. Had scans yesterday on a minor hammy, they're calling it, but I think he'd be in doubt for Friday night and potentially the next week or two. So he might miss a couple. They're saying it was just a hammy awareness issue, and you don't go to the scanning clinic for fun. So there's something there with Dusty, and why would you risk him? So throwing forward as a journo, like Matty Stewart would have in his days at the Herald Sun, I think that's the story today.
Mm.
Hey, what happens?
Matty Stewart, I know would it be fair to say you're a casual football fan? You're not a hardcore rusted on where you scarf to the game sort of person.
Not a massive watcher or a consumer, but I kind of get into the sort of the discussions of like the ones that make your ears prick about certain things that are going on.
Has footy grabbed you this year? Has it got you?
Not yet. No. It sort of snuck up on me because of the Festival of Racing. I know my kids are really heavy into the Saints, and I understand that the Saints are doing really well.
Mm.
Although, isn't there a key injury? Maxie was telling me last night.
Yeah, Jack Steele, the captain's out for a month. But that doesn't matter with Ross Lyon teams. He just brings in another player and plays a role at the moment.
Well,
doesn't matter who's playing.
We were talking about it with the apprentice out the back, and he was saying, wait till the stars come back. But sometimes the powerful players don't necessarily improve what the juniors are doing, do they, Steve-o?
No, you're right, Matty. Did you catch the end of the Freo game, North, with the deliberate out of bounds and the confusion about
it.
Great drama.
It's great drama. I just think, in the end, I'm confused by the whole issue. There's obviously not a rule to cover it. It's one that you wouldn't really envisage happening. Is it a deliberate out of bounds as the siren goes?
Well, the AFL was very quick to send the email out the next morning to sort of cover the cracks.
Yeah. So my take on it is, why is the boundary line any different to the goal line?
Yeah, I think it's a good point.
So if you kick the ball, the siren goes while it's in the air and it dribbles through, the score counts.
Correct.
So this ball was kicked. Siren goes, even with the ball in the air. Even the AFL are saying this, it's really irrelevant when the siren
goes.
It was definitely kicked before the siren. Mm. It didn't look right. So for consistency, I think that should have been a free kick. It was still, would have been, 45, 50 metres out. So there's no guarantee it would have scored.
Tough kick, yeah.
0416 90 50 52. 1300 652 9270 if you want to have a yak. Just, I want to go back to this Tassie thing. I'm intrigued by it. I sent you that Tassie link to that story. What have you made about that, Steve-o?
Well, I just look at the, obviously from outside the racing bubble, just the facts that there's races over there involving only one trainer. How can that work? I mean, is that just a festival of a certain individual? I mean, how...
Well, at the very least,
that's
it creates...
not healthy, is it? It creates questions.
Well, it creates a heightened sense of... of integrity sensitivity, doesn't it? So what the accusation is that those who should be extremely on the ball and extremely sensitive to this unusual situation have gone absolutely AWOL. That's what the racing shadow minister tells us.
But that would never have happened in Victoria, surely. Would it happen in greyhounds every now and then? Or
oh, no, not
really.
Not to this extent. That
every
there's
entry
a Kiwi
in a race.
Trainer who Correct. Trains a hell of a lot. There's the Emma Stewart situation in Victoria where they got a lot of horses. There's Chris Waller... Kieran Maher, relatively speaking, nothing like these stories at all.
You can't dominate a whole race.
But there have been discussions about capping numbers and reining in the Giants for the greater good, and I think this loosely fits into that discussion, no doubt.
There's the counter-argument from some down there, and I don't know it as well as a lot of people do, but the counter-argument is that by being involved, he's propping up the industry down there. That without him, then there wouldn't actually be enough races and race meetings.
Ray Murray used an interesting analogy when I put that very thing to him many years ago about if a major trainer was suddenly removed from the industry, and he said it's like putting your fist in a bucket of water. You take your fist out and the bucket of water finds its own level. And what he meant was you take the giant out and everything evens out with the mediums getting bigger and the smallers getting bigger. So maybe it spreads itself out, but still, what happens in the short and medium term in that scenario, which we're not suggesting will happen, but in a scenario where someone who represents over 50% of the numbers suddenly isn't there, what happens then?
Yeah, some of the vision looks pretty damning, doesn't it, when you look at these races.
Matt Nevitt, Matt Stewart and Mark Stevens are with you on a Monday afternoon here on Big V Racing. 0416 90 50 52 to send us a text. Stevo, there's a text here for you. They will be lucky to get 10,000 people at UTAS Stadium on Saturday. Mm. People have dropped off the Hawks and no Tassie team yet.
It was interesting. We had Jordan Lewis on Breakfast with Half. He said it would be a sellout, and I thought that's being a little bit ambitious because people will drop off the Hawks. Well, and North Melbourne people really based in Hobart as well? I'm not sure. So I think we'll get about 8,000, and I think it's a missed opportunity from the AFL. It's Clarkson versus his old team, and we've got it down in Tassie.
Mm.
Should be at Marvel.
Yeah, they've missed the trick there.
Or it's a Hawthorn home game, MCG.
They've got a few issues, the Hawks. We might talk about that in a moment. But Tim from Kilsyth joins us on Big V Racing. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Matt. I'm Stevo. Maddie. Hope the back's feeling better, buddy.
Thanks, Timbo.
What's on your mind, Tim?
Just a quick question for Stevo, mate. After that debacle in Brisbane with the Lights, do you reckon the grand finals, night grand final's been put on the back burner, mate? Because if that was a Carlton Collingwood grand final and there's a kick in the game and the Lights go out and they award the win to the team in front, the opposition are going to burn the MCG to the ground, mate.
Well, it should be a factor, but I don't think the AFL will be thinking that way. They'll just see it as a one in a million sort of lights out incident. And I don't think they'll factor in. I still think that they'll do some sort of twilight grand final, even though I don't agree with it. I think we should still stay in the daytime. But does send a bit of a scare through, doesn't it? I mean, anything can go wrong, though, even in the daytime. We've seen a scoreboard catch on fire at the G. So I think we've just got to forge ahead and hope for the best.
Absolutely.
It was quite embarrassing, though, the drama. And I think I did feel sorry for Brisbane that, you know, they were in the rooms in Melbourne, really. That helped you, Matty.
Probably.
You actually you were able to reel in some percentage. So I think the lights out was a big factor for the Demons.
I don't disagree with you there, Steve-O, but the idea that they should have called the game off at that point and not tried to get out there is ludicrous, because that's half a quarter that would have been not played, potentially. And there's integrity reasons, you know, playing on the backup the next week.
What would have happened with the total points?
What do you reckon, Tim?
Well, I reckon they should keep it to the diameter traditionalist, mate. So I believe keep it, you know, to a 2:30 start. But this carry-on with, Melbourne were out on the ground, they had the advantage, they warmed up. Well, why couldn't Bridgie, in their club rooms, do run-throughs with handballs and stuff? I can't see the issue there.
Yeah, good point.
Well, I think they were told to stay in there. I think Fagan probably complaining for no reason there.
They'd still be warming up, Steve-O.
Yeah, but I think Melbourne got more out of that in the end. They left us sort of on a positive note, but it was crazy scenes to see Greg Swan, the CEO of Brisbane, on his phone. No one really seemed to know what was going on. And I think since the COVID era, there's less people travelling, if that makes sense, support crew, AFL-wise. And I just think sometimes it's we're flying by the seat of our pants.
I've just realised, Tim, were you Tim from Kilsyth, you were one of our luncheon members, of course, weren't you?
Yes, I was at the Emerald with
your
buddy.
Yeah, yeah. We were getting a bit messy towards the end.
There we go.
And Sejan revealed a great surprise late in the day as well, which we won't go into. Good on you, Tim. Thanks for ringing and thanks for listening.
Not a problem.
We'll do it again sometime. Your shout next time.
Leave it with me, mate. Leave it with me. Backing what you want, mate. Yeah, I can afford to buy you a couple.
Oh, something.
Yes.
Tim actually offered to help me with the move. So all the luncheon guests said they just so happens that all of them are very helpful in a moving process. Someone had a truck. Someone had a pair of arms.
From what I gather,
I've taken care of it though, Tim. We're sweet.
He might have been a better investment than your kids, Matty, in the moving department.
Yeah. Wasn't the best. Are you working today, Tim?
Yeah, buddy, yeah.
All right, get back to it, you slacker.
Good on you, Tim. 1300-652-927. If you want to jump on and have a chat, just like Tim did just then, Twilight Grand Final, this is a text, Twilight Grand Final is more, I won't read that word out, than the Temper Trap and Meatloaf. So I think they're suggesting that maybe, I don't know, do you prefer a night or a day grand final? This person's really against the Twilight Grand Final.
Because Meatloaf and Temper Trap were much criticised for their performances.
Yeah, I thought Temper Trap wasn't too bad. Temper Trap are they bump you up at picnic races.
Yeah, they're flying. That was one of the great grand final performances, the Temper Trap, I thought.
Yeah, I don't think Meatloaf was too good. Having been there on the day, I thought it was okay. It's just when you look back at the replay.
The Loaf.
Yeah, the loaf.
No, the loaf was appalling. But Temper Trap.
They were appalling.
Because the Temper Trap's got the very synthesised sound, haven't they? Very hard to replicate live.
Yeah, true. Very good work from you, Mark.
What else is happening in footy? Well, Nat Fyfe's a worry, isn't he? He's now got plantar fascia. He's out until at least round five. And what do you think of the sling tackle, that crunching tackle? Of course, Nathan Broad, he's in trouble, isn't he?
Was that worse than McAdam? Do you think that was a worse action than Shane McAdam?
Yes, in the end, because he sort of had arms pinned and then drove him into the ground and then knocked out. So we've got to protect the head there. So I know that Mickey Falgate thought that three was too many.
No, three's a minimum there.
Yeah.
I find that quite scary, the arms pinned motion, I must admit. I'm with you, Steve-O. Yeah. Anyway, a lot to play out. Tomorrow on Big V Racing, we have a cool your jets segment, Steve-O.
Yep.
Do I need to cool my jets a little bit on Matthew Nix? Because
they're going all right in patches.
He's 4 years into a rebuild now at the Crows, and I don't know if they had any players that have played between 100 and 150 games there over the weekend. They're going ordinary, Adelaide, and I don't know too many coaches that have survived 4 years of poor performances.
He's hanging in there. I reckon for cool your jets, maybe Collingwood. They look sensational. Well, just Richmond are the type of team that could give them a wake-up call.
All right. Looking forward to that tomorrow on the Big V. Call your jets.
The party pies, they're calling them. We had a caller this morning calling them the party pies, and they are. They're party tricks. Handles over the head. They're good to watch.
They are good to watch.
Richmond will be sitting there waiting, I reckon, and they'll be listening to all this stuff about the Harlem Globetrotters, and I'll say, let's stitch this mob up.
Hey, there was a text, wasn't there, Ben Yole and Victoria?
In the process of moving to or relocating to Victoria, I assume many of the horses may go up for sale. That was an SMS that came through.
Right. He has a connection in Victoria who has not been missed by the integrity officials from time to time as well. So there may be more to play out in the overall story.
Look, we will endeavour to get Ben Yole on for a chat.
I think we owe it to Ben Yole to get Ben Yole on for a chat.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Steve-O, looking forward to hearing from you throughout the afternoon on race day and also, of course, Sports Wrap this afternoon as well. So I'll be tuning in.
I'm on with Mickey McGowan a little bit later on and then Sports Wrap.
I never miss it.
Andrew Bensley's already warming up his vocal cords. That's a big show. That is now the headline act, 4:30 this afternoon. Sports Wrap.
Yep, I'll be glued.
Sport 927.
Glued to the radio. You're a good man, Steve-O.